My healing journey began 8 years ago. With every layer I have peeled back along the way, I find more peace as well as more pain. I find strength and purpose as I ward off well-entrenched chronic shame. It is a never-ending tug of war between what is familiar and what I can no longer keep inside. I now know just because I carried it well doesn't mean it wasn't heavy. I try to maintain my sense of humor throughout it all. Over the last 2 years, I knew I wanted and needed to go in another direction, but wasn't sure when or how. And for the first time in my life, I decided to be patient and wait for the next sign. That sign has come. This will be the last podcast under the name Stuck Stops Here. Over the next few weeks, I'll be planning and partnering with my stepsister Meredith in this evolution. It will be called Two Trauma Queens. We will expand the topics covered. The style will be free-flowing, conversational, and raw. Stay tuned for more details. I was recently inspired by one of my daughter's close friends who listened to my podcast and told me it changed her life. That left me speechless. Like me and too many others, she realized she wasn't the problem, but her family was. Or rather, their collection of unhealed generational traumas were the problem. As a brave cycle breaker, she now has the confidence to move away from their toxic influence, discover her truth, and make good choices for herself. Her sharing that impact with me has incentivized me to keep evolving and can keep pursuing my life purpose. Very quick recap. I have no good memories of my childhood. When all those country songs sing about the good times and being pretty and being young and partying by a river, not something I can relate to. I was awkward, lost, scared, overwhelmed, full of shame, exhausted, and spent most of my days wishing for a different life or wondering how I could end this one. Yep, I was really fun. I had food, clothing, shelter, and endless misery caused by emotional, verbal, mental, and spiritual abuse that goes back way over 100 years. As an adult, I was an achievement junkie, activity addict, people-pleasing perfectionist with a 7-year-old thought process, a very loud inner critic, and I shifted wildly from emotional numbness to uncontrollable rage, all while appearing to function normally. And I'm putting normally in quotations. Stillness frightened me. I was afraid if I ever rested, I would be punished. The noise in my head never stopped. If I had a substance abuse problem or eating disorder, it would have been more obvious just how seriously broken I was. My toxic family system consisted of bullying inside as well as outside the home, guilt trips, manipulation, fear, obligation, silent treatments, rejection, indifference, blame, shame, excessive criticism, humiliation, betrayal, denial, abandonment, neglect, chaos, despair, anxiety, isolation, depression, and oppressive loneliness. I lived with all this fun stuff every day for my entire childhood, but today I am no longer a victim. I have dug deep, faced pain and shame head on, and peeled back all the layers behind my broken, twisted, damaged, distorted perspective and all my bad behavior to discover that I spent most of my childhood in survival mode, tiptoeing around my juvenile parents, always hypervigilant and on high alert, waiting for them to lose their shit. I never knew when the screaming would start or when it would stop. They demanded compliance and made me crave invisibility. On my healing journey, I discovered I have an insatiable need to create, to express, to engage, and entertain. Not fitting in finally feels good to me. I'm an extremely creative person that misfired it for all these years, and now I want it to be authentic. I want to accumulate knowledge and distill it in a way so that everyone that listens to my podcast can apply it to their own life, especially for young people who have not yet made any major personal and professional life choices yet. I wrote a book a few years ago at the very beginning of my healing journey, and it is available free on my website. It covers what and why everything happened in my family. I hope if you read it, it incentivizes you to recognize your own family patterns and correct them so that you can be happier and live a better life. I've come a long way since I wrote that book, and accept that healing is never done. There is no way to measure how many of us suffer from toxic family systems and dysfunctional parents. Instead of experiencing the joy of figuring out who we are and discovering our life purpose and actually living a life, we exist and survive. This severely impacts every relationship we have and every choice we make. I believe most of us never learn joy. None of us receive tools needed to understand and celebrate who we really are and to live a life that's true to us. And we never get the nurturing we need to love ourselves and know the difference between being lonely and enjoying solitude. Instead, because our parents and grandparents never healed from their own miserable childhoods, we learn self-sabotage and self-hatred. We live with constant confusion and perpetual anger. We become codependents or narcissists and battle crippling anxiety and depression. I often think about the ripple effects of shitty childhoods. No one protected us, and we don't know how to protect ourselves. And if you think about it, damaged but yet very talented people often achieve professional success and are put in positions of power where they inflict more damage, pain, chaos, and misery. If you think about it, our bosses, surgeons, politicians, CEOs, entertainers, coaches, and other high-profile figures and impactful leaders often have their own personality disorders, and they further victimize the masses in their positions of power. And worse, we marry them and have children with them, so the cycle never ends. So all this pain travels through generations until someone decides that enough is enough, and we have to end it by facing and healing it. I am hoping that that is why you are here, and I hope you stay on your healing journey, no matter how hard it gets. Two trauma queens will be casting a wide net across psychology, human behavior, pop culture, mental health, toxic family patterns, spirituality, healing journeys, aha moments, relationships, and everything in between. I want to find the right combination of humor, authenticity, and compassion as I pursue this commitment to enabling people to safely share their stories so we all feel less alone and eventually raise a generation of children who feel valued and know their worth. I would like to end with a partial quote from Shannon Thomas, author of Healing from Hidden Abuse. As survivors of childhood trauma, we don't have a pre-abuse life point to reflect back on and hope to return to someday. These painful and poisonous toxic generational patterns commit soul murder over and over again. If we can summon the courage to cultivate awareness and realize through healing that we don't have to continue to suffer by breaking the cycle, every day can be an improvement over the environment we were raised in. Stay tuned for updates for the relaunch and rebranding. Thank you for listening.